Today, Be'ez Hashem, be learning Daf Chav Ches of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which discusses several well-known sugyas of Shas. Some of the topics that we learned about today include a continuation of the various laws of Tekiyah Shofar, a discussion about the topic of Mitzvahs Lav L'Hanes Ninu, and how it applies specifically to Tekiyah Shofar, a discussion of whether or not Mitzvahs Tzriches Kavana, and again how this applies specifically to Tekiyah Shofar. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include Me'ilah, misappropriation of property belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. A Karban Hashem Me'ilas is brought by anyone who uses Beis HaMikdash property for personal benefit. Iran Nidachas, a city that was led astray, in which most inhabitants worship Avodah Zarah, must be destroyed. Those that worship Avodah Zarah must be killed, and the city and all their possessions burned, as stated in Parshas Re'eh. The righteous people who did not participate are not killed, but their possessions are also burned along with the rest of the city. Kisusei Mechtesh Shireha. An item that is halakhically mandated to be burned is considered as if it has already been burned and reduced to ashes, and it therefore no longer has the required shear. Therefore, this item cannot be used for any mitzvah which has a minimum size requirement, as this item is considered as having no shear at all. Mitzvah Lav L'Hanes Ninu. There is a machlekes in the Gemara whether one may use items which are asur b'hanah for the purpose of performing a mitzvah. According to the opinion that one may use isur hanah, it is because performing a mitzvah is not considered a benefit, but rather a burden, an obligation placed upon us. The one exception, even according to this opinion, are items which were used for avodah zarah, which are considered ma'os, repulsive before Hashem, and not fit to use for any mitzvah. Hamudr hana refers to someone who may not benefit from another person, either because A made a vow to not benefit from B, or that B made a vow forbidding A from benefiting from B. Mechatas. If a person or utensil becomes tame by touching a dead body or being in the same room as a dead body, the purification process includes being sprinkled with mechatas, which is a mixture of the ashes of a paraduma and water drawn from a spring. Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana. There is a machlekes in the Gemara whether a person who performs a mitzvah must have intent to fulfill the mitzvah. According to the opinion that Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana, one does not fulfill the mitzvah without specific intent. Well, according to the opinion that mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana, one does fulfill the mitzvah even without specific intent. Hazois al mizbeach. Part of the process of sacrificing a korban the Beis HaMikdash includes sprinkling the blood of the animal onto the mizbeach. Various korbanos have different requisite amounts of sprinkling. For example, a korban pesach, b'chayr or ma'aseh behema, all require one sprinkle on the mizbeach, whereas a korban shlamim, oila, ashim, and korban toida all require blood to be sprinkled on all four sides of the mizbeach. This is accomplished by sprinkling the blood once on the Tzfainis Mizrachis corner of the Mizbeach, and a second time on the Dreimis Maravis corner of the Mizbeach, which spreads to the two sides of each corner, referred to as Shnayim Shehin Arba.